Hi there, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the Bible verse by verse. It is such a privilege to be able to pray for you. If you want to be prayed for on the next prayer episode, you can go to marydemuth.com/pray and record up to 5 minutes of your prayer request, which I am so grateful for your vulnerability in doing that. And you don't have to give your name if you don't want to. But on the first Sunday of the following month, I record that podcast and pray for you. So if you'd like that, I would love the privilege of being able to do that. All right, today we are in Psalm 115 in the English Standard Version of the Bible. We've been making our way through the Psalms. We're almost through. And this is what it says. Not to us, O Lord, not to us, but to your name give glory for the sake of your steadfast love and your faithfulness. Why should the nations say, where is their God? Our God is in the heavens. He does all that he pleases. Their idols are silver and gold, the work of human hands. They have mouths, but do not speak, eyes, but do not see. They have ears, but do not hear, noses, but do not smell. They have hands, but do not feel, feet, but do not walk, and they do not make a sound in their throat. Those who make them become like them. So do all who trust in them. O Israel, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. O house of Aaron, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. You who fear the Lord, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. The Lord has remembered us. He will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron. He will bless those who fear the Lord, both the small and the great. May the Lord give you increase, you and your children. May you be blessed by the Lord, who made heaven and earth. The heavens are the Lord's heavens, but the earth he has given to the children of man. The dead do not praise the Lord, nor do any who go down into silence. But we will bless the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. Praise the Lord. Mind if I pray for you? Jesus, thank you for another day of life. Thank you that there's breath in our lungs. And even for those of us who struggle physically, we still have breath. And so we choose to praise you with that little bit of breath that we have. Lord, I pray for those friends listening today who are physically sick, and maybe they have long-term illness, or maybe it's just today they have a stomach ache or a headache and they don't feel good. I pray for healing, Lord, and I pray that you would sustain them. I'm so grateful, Lord, that you are the strength in our weakness. And gosh, I look back on my life and that's pretty much my testimony. My testimony is I am weak and God is strong, and I'm so grateful for that. Lord, thank you for the poetry of this psalm and how there's such beautiful repetition. And as one who dabbles in poetry from time to time, I just love that the Bible has so many different means and ways of writing. Lord, I also just thank you so much for this cautionary tale about idolatry, that those who create idols become like them. And so, Lord, would you search our hearts today for any idolatrous way where we are trying to chase after something else that does not satisfy, and then we become that which we chase. And Lord, I think about, for me, if I'm super honest, I think about just that fear and the sadness of growing older and a different body than I used to have. And I feel like there have been certainly times where I have idolized maybe what I looked like in the past, or lamented what I look like now when I look in the mirror. And so that can become an idol. And therefore, I've seen that become sometimes an obsessive thought. And Lord, I don't want that anymore. Please deliver me from that. Please help me to grow a prosperous soul and a beautiful soul, and not worry as much about the outward, which decays, because that won't last. What will last is our relationship with you, our connection to you, our trust in you. You are our help. You are our shield. And when the arrows of the evil one come our way, we can block it with that shield. And I'm so, so grateful for that. Lord, thank you that you have promised to bless us, that you remember us, and that you bless those who fear the Lord. Teach us what it means to fear you, to revere you today, to worship you, to see you as high and lifted up, lofty upon the clouds, creator of heaven and earth. We worship you. We bow down to you. We revere you. We praise you. We thank you. I pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. I am grateful for you and really humbled that we spend this 5 minutes a day together with, that was a really bad way of putting that. I'm really humbled that we spend 5 minutes together every day. There we go. And I hope that today is a day where you experience the goodness of God in the land of the living.